started. Well, my name's Luke. I work at Lambs as a developer. I've been there for about 3 years, I guess, now. I'm involved a lot with tools and all sorts of different types of development. So this talk today is about a new software called Wookie. And basically, it's a platform for bringing widgets into your web application without having to develop anything yourself. And you give an ID to Wookie, and it gives you back a widget, and you don't have to care about anything else. That's the idea. I'll just go through a few things about it. So I'll start by just going through like the ideas about what are widgets, for some of us who don't really know the details about them, and why to use them. I'll probably just go quickly through the widget W3C specification. It's a bit technical stuff you don't really need to know about. I'll give you an introduction to Wookie and explain how it works with Lambs, how we put it into a tool, and it might give you a better understanding of what's actually happening and the power of it. And I'll finish up, hopefully, with a demo, and hopefully it'll work. I just want to remind you that the Wookie is actually, it's under development, 0.8 at the moment, and same deal with the tool. So if something goes wrong, don't laugh at me. All right, so can you see that there? Probably not. What are widgets? Widgets are, this is from the W3C specification, fully-fledged client-side applications that are authored using web standards and packaged for distribution. They are typically downloaded and installed on a client machine or device where they run as a standalone application, but they can also be embedded into web pages and run in a web server. Embedded is what's going to be happening with this Wookie thing. But basically, to simplify that, it's pretty much just a reusable client-side app that you can just drop into your website, and it can be interactive, it can be collaborative, a whole lot of things can happen. Was there a question? Oh, sorry, I thought it was. All right. And yeah, you might have seen some Google gadgets before. You can see some of them here. There's a YouTube plugin you can just embed it into your page. There's a Bejeweled game. There's a whole range of them. And people all over the world develop them and just give them to somebody. So you're pretty much, if you can put them into your page, you're pretty much opening yourself to the world of developers who will, you know, they'll think of things for you, so you don't have to think of things yourself. So next bit. Yeah, so I pretty much went through that a bit now. But why use widgets? Because they are emerging as a leading vehicle to deliver functionality into web pages, and you know, you don't have to develop them yourself, which is the big kicker. You can pretty much get everyone else's ideas and you know their skills in making widgets and just apply them into your website without having to do anything. And there's a lot of them that people will recognize and use straight away just because they're famous or they know about it. And some of them are really cool. I'll show you some in a second. Just a bit about the W3C widget specification. Some important things to note. So the idea is that the packaging is royalty free. So you don't want people making widgets and then trying to get everyone to pay for them. It's pretty much once you create it, you make it available, and you don't try and make any money out of it. And they use standardized file resource structures and pretty much a development structure that kind of makes it open and available to anyone. And that's pretty much all you got to worry about, is that it's the whole point of it is that anyone can use it and just drop it straight into their website without having to work it out on their own. They just have to go by the standards that everyone else has already developed. Okay, so what's Wookie? This is Wookie. Wookie solution in development for adding W3C widgets under the specification seamlessly into web applications using plugins. And the Lambs tool is a plugin. So it's an Apache Software Foundation project, 0.8 version 0.8, and it runs in Apache Tomcat on its own server. And like in reference to what the speech was before, it runs the Google Wave gadget. So any of the gadgets that run in Google Wave potentially can run through Wookiee too, which is a great thing.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think it moved to Apache. So I'm going to give a brief outline on what actually happens here. Got a little diagram here. You probably can't see that there. So this is the application. So this would be say LAMS or your LMS, and you pretty much you build a little plugin here that's going to talk to the Wookiee server. And the Wookiee server has a bunch of widgets that this server doesn't even know about. This server doesn't care about the widget. It's just going to talk through Wookiee server and say, "Give me a list of widgets," and it gives you a whole list of widgets that are available. And basically, what happens is when we want a widget to be put into here, we send over an ID and say, "Give me a widget," and this is the unique identifier by which I want to reference it. And then the Wookiee server goes, okay, instantiate it, send it back, and it's there. That's the idea. Any questions so far? Is that confusing anyone? No?
The unique identifier, is that unique for the application server?
There's also the server ID. You pass that too. So the Wookiee server will serve lots of different servers. So you send through a server ID and a unique ID that you determine yourself, the content ID. And the widget ID is also just determines which one it is. And so basically the application server determines the uniqueness of it. And if you have a bunch of users that you want to separate into different groups, of course you'd make a different content ID. Okay. So I'm not sure how many people know much about the LAMS tool contracts, but there's just a few things here. Basically, things that LAMS tools do. They have an authoring interface. You can copy content. You can copy-paste an activity, and all the content should be copied through. Creating sessions, so that's when you start a lesson. Exporting content. You actually can export portfolio. It'll export the file out, and you'll be able to see the widget inside still. And you can export and import these activities too, and the widget will still be there, so long as the server you import it into has the same technology in it. And you can also apply grouping to it. So pretty much most of the main LAMS tool contract ideas have been applied here and can work with this with these widgets. And these are a couple of links. Now I'll go on to the demo in a second. If anyone wants to write down these, I can give them to you later too. Okay, time's up. Okay, to the demo. Okay. So I'm logged in already as test one. We'll go to author. Okay, so what's happening here? Down here we see sorry about the size of it. You see we have a list of widgets available here. And pretty much what's happening here is when we open this authoring screen, a call is going back to the Wookiee server and saying, "Give me a list of your widgets, and give me a picture, give me a list, give me a description," and it's all printed here. And so, basically, and you can see there's pages here. So, this one's only got this one. So pretty much any one of these is going to work here, I hope. So. Next thing that we'll do is we'll click on one of them and instantiate it. So let's say we want to do, which one should we do? Which one? This one? All right. Not sure how good this is. Hang on. They've made a better one. They've made a better voting one. Again, sorry about the size here. So, give me a subject. I don't know. All right. So now when we... So we go into preview and you'll see here that... Yeah, you can just vote right there. Just like any normal vote. Back to this screen.
Does that also support, that's really supporting the collaborative, so they'll see the whole class's contributions to the vote?
Whatever the wiki, whatever the widget does, like, a lot of them will have a special page that's only viewable by the monitor. But it's pretty much, it's up to the widget to decide what kind of implementation there is for all of that. So, yeah, you'll have people developing, as time goes on, you'll see people developing things that, you know, work that way. Not as yet, but there's been talking about getting feedback from the widget itself. As I said, it's still in development, and they're very open to us. They're very happy to work with us at the moment. So every idea we've put forward to them so far, they've done it. So we have talked to them about that, and I think that's something they'll go for. So as you can see, here's a Google Wave gadget that they've adapted here. And it's a Sudoku. It doesn't come up here, but if I save it and go into preview. We got a little game here. So I'm not sure exactly how this works. Someone help me out here. I put a 7 here. Is that right? There we go. So I got 1 right, so I guess I get a point. And if I do something wrong there, I get -1. All right. That's the idea, yeah. Yeah, so they're collaborative. There's ones that are individual, and there's also collaborative tools. Okay, so what's next on my list? All right, so I'll just export and import just to show you that it's fully that works too. So save to disk. I hope this works. So here it's, you see it's created a new instance here because you don't want to copy over other people's work. So it's a new instance here, it's renewed, and yeah, it works. So I guess the last thing I could show you, I guess, is grouping, to prove to you that grouping works. I'll just start this Natter tool. It's a chatting tool, and I'll save that, and I'll do a grouping, apply the grouping, sorry, let's take a second. Must be this one. Oh, it's not going to work because my screen's so small. Ah. Well, forget about that one. might have finished a little bit early, but in a nutshell, that's pretty much the idea behind this Wiki tool. And so if you've got any questions about it, I'd like to hear it. Yeah?
Yeah. One thing, possibility I see for using something like Google my own new tools using a mashup approach, so I can combine different widgets for different purposes in a single activity.
Right. See, we've had an idea. This was this is pretty much, so far, it's a proof of concept, just to prove that we can do it. But we've had thoughts about making an FCK editor plugin, where you can you click here and it'll pop up and say add this widget, and they'll just put it in there, and you can have as many as you like, obviously. Yeah, that would be the idea. There's a few barriers holding us back at the moment, but as time goes on, I'm sure it's possible. At the moment, yeah. But what I was just talking about before, with the FCK editor, once we get that plug in there, it can be in any activity, any of the tools that has the FCK editor, and they all have the instructions.
And have you sort of used those particular gadgets, or is there any repository almost
there? Well, that's the idea of what's going to happen eventually. It's at 0.8 at the moment, but they've made this framework and said, here's this framework. People can go out and develop widgets under the W3C specification, and they'll be able to install them straight into the Wookiee server. So potentially you could have hundreds of thousands of widgets available to you. And they're also think about implementing categorization and search functionality, so you don't have to look like scroll through a massive list. Well, I've only got 9 here, but if there's 100,000, you don't have to try and find it. So it'll pretty much be like that, yeah. That would be the idea.
So why would I use your voting Wookiee as opposed to the Lambs voting?
Well, this is just an example. The idea is that people come up with all sorts of crazy ideas to make widgets, and we're not going to think them all ourselves. So if we connect ourselves to this Wookiee server and allow people to create their own things, then potentially they can be inside Lambs as their own tool, and that's. And they don't have to do any sort of development in Lambs, which is the advantage. So we, you know, this could potentially be our last tool because we don't have to do any more.
So,
yes.
I think David Smore was talking about the iPhone and linking in gadgets and Google Maps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Lambs, this be down that pathway.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean? Right. Well, they've made that. I don't know if you could. There'd probably need to be an iPhone app for that as well. But I guess it's possible. If whatever device you're using has a GPS tracker and the whether the client software can access that. GPS tracker, I'm not sure, but yeah, I guess it's a possibility. You can't say no to anything these days because people figure out ways of doing things. You know, that's why this is great, because we don't have to think of anything.
How does this compare to the integration of the Google gadgets, which Lambs is using? So,
what do you mean, like the Google Maps or? This is part of that. This is a Google gadget right here. So it's not working at the moment. But it's got an API for embedding Google gadgets into the Wookiee server. But I don't know about, there might be some other talk of that. I haven't heard of it though.
Well, you can embed the conventional Google gadgets into the SDK editor.
Oh yeah, just a static HTML.
The conventional ones, but they're not the ones that have a shared state. The great thing about Wookiees is they have shared states and it's more collaboration.
Okay, is there any other questions? Nope. All right, thank you very much.